Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, October 16th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Critical Infrastructure Technologies joins Latvian delegation at European Defense Week 2025 in Paris. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Ltd., a leading developer of autonomous, high-capacity mobile communications and security platforms, will be part of the Latvian delegation at European Defense Week 2025 in Paris. The event aims to strengthen cooperation and accelerate dual-use technology development. SciTech's participation highlights its growing engagement in the European defense and security ecosystem. The company's Nexus 20 rapid deployment platform, incorporating multi-role communications and surveillance systems, is designed for rapid field deployment. CEO Brenton Scott expressed pride in representing Latvia's contribution to European defense innovation. Latvia's strategic role in NATO and the EU, along with its leadership in the European Drone Coalition, underscores the nation's commitment to regional defense cooperation, in which SciTech plays a vital role.
Blakely Law announces community impact through Animal Service Scholarship. Blakely Law Firm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, has announced a new scholarship opportunity for students interested in animal service. The Community Impact through Animal Service Scholarship is valued at $2,000, and students have until March 15, 2026, to submit a 500 to 700-word essay detailing their volunteer experiences with shelter dogs, foster dogs, or therapy dogs. The selection committee emphasizes the importance of original essays and warns against the use of AI-generated content. The winner will be announced within 3 months of the deadline, and the scholarship funds will be delivered directly to the student's chosen institution. Blakely Law Firm encourages students to visit their website for updates on the selection process and highlights their commitment to supporting those who have dedicated themselves to helping animals.
Recent data shows increase in fundraising at galas in 2025. Behind the numbers. Recent data from Raising Paddles shows that nonprofit galas have seen an increase in attendance by 6% and giving per attendee by 8.7% from 2022 to 2025. Despite a slight decline in revenue per attendee in 2025, total revenues at galas have increased by 14% overall. This growth can be attributed to the use of professional fundraising auctioneers and the generosity of key donors filling revenue gaps. Raising Paddles offers consulting services to help nonprofits optimize fundraising opportunities. For more information, visit www.raisingpaddles.com. Nonprofit Community Investment Organization welcomes esteemed board member. CAHEC is pleased to welcome Joaquin Altoro to its board of directors. With over 30 years of experience in banking, state government, and federal leadership, Joaquin is known for advancing innovative approaches to housing finance. His career focuses on promoting equitable housing opportunities through inclusive communities. Currently, as managing director at Falcon Capital Advisors, Joaquin helps design complex housing finance transactions. Previously, he served as administrator of USDA's Rural Housing Service, responsible for a $185 billion portfolio supporting housing and community facilities. Dana Boole, president and CEO of CAHEC, praised Joaquin's expertise in housing finance and community development. CAHEC is a nonprofit organization providing affordable housing and supportive services in the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic regions, through various initiatives like low-income housing tax credits and wellness programs.
Standard Chartered GBA business confidence indices rise to multi-year high levels.
The latest Standard Chartered Greater Bay Area Business Confidence Index showed a broad-based recovery in business sentiment in the third quarter, with indices rising to multi-year high levels. The survey period saw reduced external uncertainty following the U.S.-China trade truce extension, leading to quarter-on-quarter improvements in business activities and outlook. Almost all current performance and expectations sub-indices rebounded, with Hong Kong experiencing the strongest rise in confidence. While the survey findings reflect positivism, the persisted trade uncertainty may impact business sentiment. Strategies like exploring overseas markets and addressing challenges from anti-involution are being adopted by GBA companies to mitigate risks and improve performance.
Paul Bear Bryant Awards announced 2025 Coach of the Year Award. Watchlist. The American Heart Association's 2025 Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Award watchlist has been announced, featuring 28 college football coaches in consideration for the prestigious honor. This award, presented each January, recognizes coaches who demonstrate grit, integrity, and a winning approach to coaching and life. The Coach of the Year winner will be revealed on January 21, 2026, during the annual awards ceremony in Houston, Texas, broadcasted on CBS Sports Network. The watch list, finalists, and recipient are determined by the National Sports Media Association, the Bryant Awards Executive Leadership Team, and the Bryant family. Stay updated on the awards by following Bryant Awards on social media or visiting bryantawards.org.
Uncovering the leading factors behind deadly car crashes in Florida. Every year, thousands of families in Florida are left devastated by fatal car accidents, many of which could have been prevented. The latest findings on the causes of fatal accidents in Florida highlight the urgent need for increased awareness and safer driving habits. Distracted driving, speeding, and impaired judgment are among the most significant contributors to fatal accidents in Florida. Despite ongoing public safety campaigns, distracted driving remains the leading cause, with nearly 300 deaths reported in 2023 alone. Speeding is responsible for over 400 fatalities each year, while alcohol and drug impairment continue to claim hundreds of lives. These preventable behaviors are at the heart of the state's most devastating crashes.
Maryland is the fifth most affected by the government shutdown, Wallet Hub study. Maryland has been identified as the fifth most affected state by the government shutdown, according to a recent study by Wallet Hub. The report compared states based on metrics such as share of federal jobs, federal contract dollars per capita, and the percentage of families receiving food stamps. Maryland ranked first in share of federal jobs and federal contract dollars per capita. Despite being 16th in real estate as a percentage of GSP, the state ranked lower in access to national parks and the percentage of families receiving SNAP benefits. For more information, you can read the full article on CityBiz. Honoring those who make all things possible, 2025 ATAP Community Service Awards and Kwanzaa Gala. The 2025 ATAP Community Service Awards and Kwanzaa Gala will honor outstanding individuals in Burlington County for their dedication to service and leadership. Honorees include Crystal Charlie, Lachia L. Bradshaw, Wilfrins Joseph, Joyce C. Payne, Chief Ian Bucks, Algernon Hall, Dr. Chikesha Ellis, Christina M. Teal, and ATAP scholar Nasia King. These leaders were selected for their commitment to positive change and empowering the next generation. Join the celebration on December 5, 2025, at the Marion in Cinnaminson, NJ. Tickets are available now for this inspiring event, honoring those who make all things possible in Burlington County. Learn more about the All Things Are Possible Foundation at www.atapfoundation.org.
State Roundup. Senior citizens expect notice of end of Medicare supplemental. Maryland Dems change tactics to contest every seat. State leads legal challenge to guard deployment in Illinois. Thousands of Maryland seniors are expecting notification that their Medicare supplemental plans will end next year, leading to frustration and confusion. Maryland Democrats are launching Contest Every Seat campaign to compete in traditionally conservative areas. Maryland leads a 24-state legal challenge against the Trump administration's National Guard deployment in Illinois. Baltimore County Police Chief is on a Brady list due to a $3 parking violation from 1986. Hampton National Historic Site in Baltimore County is apparently closed due to the government shutdown. Baltimore County seeks aid for road damage from bridge detours. Former Baltimore Mayor Kurt Schmoke aims to save the University of Baltimore by merging with Baltimore City Community College. Federal prosecutors allege a former midshipman made threats to the U.S. Naval Academy following the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.